This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The situation at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, was quieter Thursday after Iranian-backed paramilitary groups left the area. The withdrawal brought to a close a two-day standoff that began with militiamen and their supporters attacking the embassy compound, wrecking a reception area, setting several fires, and writing graffiti as they protested against U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia group. Those strikes, which took place in Iraq and Syria, came in response to the killing of a U.S. contractor in a rocket attack. The Pentagon says Iran may be planning more attacks on U.S. interests in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says America will be ready.
The game has changed.
Telling reporters here the U.S. is prepared to take preemptive military action if it gets advance word of an attack.
We're prepared to do what is necessary to defend our personnel, and our interests and our partners in the region.
Esper says there are indications of more Iranian provocation days after Iranian-backed militiamen and their supporters stormed the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says it won't happen again.
Anyone who attempts to overrun that will run into a buzzsaw.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Taiwan's top military officer was one of eight people killed Thursday when a helicopter crashed into a mountainous area outside the capital, Taipei. The defense ministry says the helicopter carrying Air Force General Shen Yiming and a dozen others took off from an airbase in Taipei early Thursday. The aircraft disappeared from radar screens just minutes later. The cause of the crash is unclear. Three major generals who were also among the victims of the crash, while five other people survived. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison was confronted by angry residents who cursed and insulted him while he visited a wildfire-ravaged corner of the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Locals in Cobargo in New South Wales yelled at him, made obscene gestures and called him an idiot and worse, criticising him for the lack of equipment to deal with the fires in town.
How come we only had four trucks to defend our town? Because our town doesn't have a lot of money, but we have hearts of gold, Mr. Prime Minister.
They jeered as his motorcade drove off. In the New South Wales town of Cuama, a firefighter refused to shake hands with him. The outpouring of anger came as authorities said hundreds of homes had been destroyed on the New South Wales southern coast this week, as well as several dead in both New South Wales and the neighbouring state of Victoria. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new poll finds white evangelical Protestants firmly aligned with President Donald Trump's agenda. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A new poll finds President Donald Trump's staunch anti-abortion agenda is garnering strong support from white evangelical Protestants. The poll conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 67% of white evangelical Protestants support making abortion illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or threats to a mother's life. About 8 in 10 white evangelicals said religion should have at least some influence on abortion policy. The poll also found only about a third of white evangelical Protestants support laws barring discrimination against people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. I'm Mike Gracia.
About 400 protesters were arrested on New Year's Day in Hong Kong after police fired tear gas and water cannons at the crowd. The pro-democracy protest had been peaceful during the afternoon but descended into chaos. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Hong Kong's New Year's Day saw a peaceful protest in the tens of thousands, later spiral into chaos. Protest organizers say over 1 million people marched on Wednesday, but police put the figure at 60,000. The march gave way to violence on Hong Kong Island. Hundreds of protesters formed roadblocks, set fires, and threw petrol bombs. Police say they arrested nearly 400 people.
But some of the rioters, they refused to leave and continue to throw hard objects at our officers.
Protesters are pushing authorities for more concessions. That includes an independent inquiry into the police and amnesty for those arrested over months of protests.
That's Libby Hogan reporting. Japanese prosecutors raided the Tokyo home of former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn Thursday while international police organization Interpol submitted a warrant for his arrest to Lebanese authorities. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.